Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. Hey there, and welcome to this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. Today, we're going to continue in our study of Galatians. This is the second part to No Other Gospel. This is part two, our study on Galatians. And so if you haven't listened to the first part, I will go back and listen to the first part first and then come back because it's going to make a lot more sense. But there still should be things that you should be able to take away, but you're going to get more out of it. So anyway, so I would recommend doing that. I'm excited to explore more of this topic with you guys. You know, this is such a passionate message to me because I was almost a victim of mixed gospel teaching, where people mix the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ with the law. And it almost resulted in me dying. And I am not exaggerating at all. I grew up in the church. I was saved at the age of 7. And I became very, very sick in my early 20s, right after I had gotten married. But I thought I knew the gospel, but I truly didn't. I grew up in the church. I had never truly heard the gospel, which is absolutely crazy. So that's why this message is so passionate to me. And I love helping people understand it because it affects the way that people receive our inheritance from Christ, all He died to give us. You see, He paid for us to live a life free of sickness, free of disease, free from poverty, free from all of these things that He redeemed us from. And He wants us to enjoy the things that He paid so dearly for. I mean, He was beaten to the point of being unrecognizable as in the form of a man. In other words, He didn't even look like a man anymore. He was beaten so badly. And beloved, I want you to receive all that He died to give you as a believer in Christ Jesus. Because when we receive all that He died to give us as our inheritance, we glorify what He did. It's no small thing. And we glorify the Father, what He did. We bring Him honor. We tell others around us, this is who God is. This is what He did for me. This is what He can do for you. We bring Him glory and honor. And it's so important. It's not only is it a travesty to not live and walk in the things that God purchased for you, but it's a travesty on your life because the good that He wants to do in your life, it's impossible for Him to do with wrong believing. And so if you don't know what He did for you, if you don't know the gospel, if you don't know the new covenant, it's impossible to receive all that He died to give you. And that's why I'm so passionate about this. And it's important. It's really, really important. This is a huge reason why we see so many believers struggling because they've been put under ministries and they've been listening to false teachers who have mixed the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ with the law. And God is restoring the good news. The Bible says that in the last days, all things will be restored. And so all of these beautiful truths that the early church walked in, all of these amazing miracles and these testimonies that we see in the book of Acts and the apostles doing, they are still for the church today. But all throughout time, over the last 2,000 years, false teachers infiltrated the church and robbed the people of God. And beloved, I was almost one of them, and I don't want you to be one of them, because it's so important. I want you to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So this is why so important. So let's keep going in our study of Galatians. So the book of Galatians, this is written by the Apostle Paul. He was writing to the Galatian church. False teachers had infiltrated the church, and they were trying to reinstitute the law. They were telling these new believers that they were saved by grace, but now they had to go back under the law to be holy. And that absolutely is not true. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will make you holy, almost by accident. The more that you focus on Jesus, the more that you behold him, the more that you listen to teaching and preaching that has Jesus as the center and not you, and not sin nature, not sin consciousness, but Christ consciousness, the more that you behold Christ, the more that you will be transformed from glory to glory, the Bible says. As the Bible says that we all behold the image of the Lord as in a mirror, and we are transformed from glory to glory. So right now, as we're talking about our beautiful Savior Jesus, the Holy Spirit is here, and he is his presence is manifesting all around you. You can feel that joy, and you can feel that excitement. You can feel the love and the pleasure of God. Beloved, that should signify a new covenant preaching and teaching ministry to you. That is a place, beloved, where you can eat, where you can gaze upon Jesus and be transformed, where you can watch the things in your life that are not of God, that God paid to redeem you from sickness, poverty, disease, lack, dysfunction in your relationships, dysfunction in every part of your life. You see, God is still creating order out of chaos. And he does it in the beloved Son, Jesus. He's still creating in the Word of God. And as we share the Word of God, which is Christ, he's still creating order out of chaos in your life. Whew. So I better get into here, or I'm going to just keep preaching. So, all right. So the grace of Christ is superior to the law. Paul was a leading Jew in the traditions of the law. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was trained. He actually brags about this in Galatians, because he knew what it was to be a teacher of the law. He was zealous, yet he did not have knowledge. And so it's good to be zealous for God, but we must do it with knowledge. And that knowledge is the knowledge of our beautiful Savior, Jesus. And so Paul says, once God revealed his Son, Jesus, in the Apostle Paul, he no longer persecuted the fledgling church, but became one of the greatest apostles to the Gentiles and supporters of Jewish believers in Christ. This is Galatians 1:13-14. And this is in the Amplified. I don't often use the Amplified, but I love that it expounds on everything. So it really helps you see the point of this. This is starting in verse 13. You have heard of my career and former manner of life in Judaism, how I used to hunt down and persecute the church of God extensively, he says. And with fanatical zeal, tried my best to destroy it. Wow. And you have heard how I surpassed many of my contemporaries among my countrymen in my advanced study of the laws of Judaism. And I was extremely loyal to the traditions of my ancestors. That is Galatians 1:13 through 14 in the Amplified. Beloved, the law is perfect, but because sin dwells in all of our flesh, it was passed down from Adam from generation to generation. We can never fully satisfy the demands of the law. We cannot keep the commandments. Peter rebukes these false teachers for laying a yoke upon people that neither they nor their forefathers, he's describing the Jewish forefathers, could bear. And that is the yoke of slavery to the law. Let's read together in Acts 15, 5 through 11. This is the NIV. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses." Verse 6. The apostles and elders met together to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them, "Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he accepted them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. He did not discriminate between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of the Gentiles a yoke that neither we nor our ancestors have been able to bear? No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved, just as they are." That's Acts 15, 5 through 11, NIV. Beloved, Jesus himself says, "All who are tired, all who are weary, come to me, take my yoke upon me, for I am gentle and humble." The yoke of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is not the yoke of slavery. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. This is good news. This is truly the good news. In Galatians 3, Paul rebukes the Galatian church for turning from justification by faith in Christ to obedience to the law for justification. Let's read Galatians 3, 1 through 9 in the Amplified. "Oh, you foolish Galatians, thoughtless and superficial, who has bewitched you that you would act like this? To whom right before your very eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified in the gospel message? This is all I want to ask of you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as the result of obeying the requirements of the law, or was it the result of hearing the message of salvation and with faith believing it? Are you so foolish and senseless, having begun your new life by faith with the Spirit? Are you now being perfected and reaching spiritual maturity by the flesh? That is by your own works and effort to keep the law? Have you suffered so many things and experienced so much for nothing?" This suffering that Paul is talking about is persecution that comes with the true gospel. "If indeed it was all for nothing, so then does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it as a result of the works of the law which you perform, or because you believe confidently in the message which you heard with faith?" This is verse 6. "Just as Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, as conformity to God's will and purpose, so it is with you also. So understand that as the people who live by faith with confidence and the power and goodness of God, who are the true sons of Abraham. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith proclaimed the good news of the Savior to Abraham in advance with his promise, saying, "In you all the nations shall be blessed." So then, those who are people of the faith, whether Jew or Gentile, are blessed and favored by God and declared free of the guilt of sin and its penalty, and placed in right standing with him, along with Abraham, the believer. Wow. That is Galatians 3, 1 through 9 amplified. Wow. Beloved, there's nothing greater than the gospel. You see, in the gospel, we have now become sons instead of slaves. Once all people were slaves to their conscience, or slaves to the flesh, slave to the works of the flesh. But now, as believers in Christ, we have received the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, so that we are now sons of God. And because we are sons, we do not walk to glorify the flesh anymore. We walk to glorify the Spirit of the living God. Wow, that is the gospel. Sons versus slaves. The gospel of the grace of Christ makes us sons of God, not slaves to written rules and regulations. The Bible makes it abundantly clear that the grace of Christ produces sons of God, while the law produces slaves to religious law-keeping. Let's read Galatians 4, 21 through 31 in the Amplified. "Tell me, you who are bent on being under the law, do you not listen to what the law says? It really says, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman Hagar, and the other one by the free woman Sarah. But the child of the slave woman was born according to the flesh and had no ordinary birth, had an ordinary birth, while the son of the free woman was born in fulfillment of the promise. Now these facts are about to be used by me as an allegory, that is, I will illustrate by using them. For these women can represent two covenants. One covenant originated from Mount Sinai, where the law was given, that bears children destined for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar represents Mount Sinai in Arabia, and she corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above, that is, the way of faith represented by Sarah, is free. She is our mother, for it is written in the scriptures," and this is coming from Isaiah, but Paul is referencing it in Galatians. "Rejoice, O barren woman who has not given birth. Break forth into a joyful shout, you who are not in labor, for the woman, the desolate woman, has many more children than she who has a husband. And we, believing brothers and sisters, like Isaac, are children not merely of physical descent like Ishmael, but our children born of promise, born miraculously. But as that time, the child of ordinary birth, born according to the flesh, persecuted the son who was born according to the promise. And working of the Spirit, it is now also. But what does the scripture say?" Again, this is coming from Genesis, but the Apostle Paul is referencing it in Galatians. "Cast out the bondwoman Hagar and her son Ishmael, for never shall the bondwoman be heir and share in the inheritance with the son of the free woman. So then, believers, we who are born again, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose, are not children of a slave woman, the natural, but the free woman, the supernatural. Hallelujah. That's Galatians 4:21 through 31, Amplified. You see, all who choose to be under the law must abide by the entire law. And the moment you choose to use the law for justification, you are under its curse. No man is justified based on his own righteousness before a holy God. Let's read Galatians 3:10 through 14 in the Amplified. For all who depend on the law, seeking justification and salvation by obedience to the law, and the observance of rituals are under a curse. For it is written, cursed, condemned to destruction is everyone who does not abide in all things written in the book of the law so as to practice them. Now, again, Paul is referencing the previous verses. This particular verse comes from Deuteronomy, but he's referencing them in Galatians. Now it is clear that no one is justified, that is, declared free of the guilt of sin and its penalty, and placed in right standing before God by the law. For the righteous, the just, and upright, as it is written, shall live by faith. But the law does not rest or require faith. It has nothing to do with faith. But instead, the law says, and this is coming from Deuteronomy, he who practices them, the things prescribed by the law, shall live by them instead of faith. Christ purchased our freedom and redeemed us from the curse of the law and its condemnation by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, and this is from Isaiah, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, on the cross. In order that Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham, might also come to the Gentiles, so that we would all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. That is Galatians 3 through 10. I'm sorry. That is Galatians 3:10 through 14, Amplified. The real gospel. Wow. The real gospel. This is the real gospel. This is the good news that we have been delivered from the law that we could not keep. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with the law, but there's everything wrong with man. But thanks be to God, Christ has delivered us from it. I'm going to stop here, and I think we're going to do a three-part on Galatians because there's so much more. Next week, we're going to go through the recorded gospel preached by Paul in Acts. So let me just stop and let me pray for you here. Father, I thank you for these under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you, Lord, that they are hungry to hear more of you, Jesus. I just see the anointing being released right now to unveil more of Jesus to you. May you see him. May you see his beautiful works. May you see his glory and his majesty and his kindness towards you. May you see his unending mercy towards you. May you be abundantly satisfied with your Savior. I see the anointing just breaking through hard ground right now. God, I thank you that you are bringing breakthrough every hard ground right now, God. Holy Spirit, I thank you for working and testifying to these things, that these things are true and these things belong to the children of God. And we thank you, Father, for restoring the gospel to its absolute pristine goodness, because Jesus is worthy of being seen and exalted and honored for all that he did. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I just bless you now. In Jesus' name. Well, I hope and I pray this episode has blessed you. I will have additional links and resources in the show notes under Revealing Jesus with Christina Prayer, wherever you get your podcasts. There you'll find additional resources to connect with us and all the amazing things that we have going on right now. And so real quick, I want to tell you real quick about this upcoming webinar that we are doing called Understanding Grace. And so a friend of mine, William Wood, he is an associate evangelist with Global Awakening and the founder of his, co-founder of his Kingdom Reigns Ministries. And he's a wonderful, wonderful minister. And he carries that same heart of revelation of understanding law versus grace. So we're going to team up and we are going to partner to bring you this faith building webinar. We're going to do half an hour of teaching from me, half an hour of teaching from William. And then I'm super excited about this part. We're going to do a half an hour of Q&A from you guys. And so if you are hungry to learn more about understanding grace and how it differs from the law and what Jesus has accomplished on our behalf, I would urge you to go to our website at christinaperera.org/workshops. And there you'll find Understanding Grace. Just type in your email address, sign up for it. It's free. And you will get an email to check out the webinar. Webinar is going to be live on January 22nd, 2025, and I believe it's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So go ahead to the website. You'll get all the details there. And I'm excited. I'm super excited about the Q&A because I am hungry to hear your questions and help you understand more of what Jesus died to give you. So, until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Prayer Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.